the innovator lineup. You've got some experience with it this past year, moving forward in 2024. Educate me and our listeners about it.
Yeah. Innovator is a program that helps connect Pivot Bio growers who are replacing synthetic nitrogen with companies that have an interest in really addressing their emissions as a company. It's a way for downstream companies in the ag supply chain to really address their Scope 3 emissions. And the way this works is that these companies commit to investing in Pivot Bio growers who are replacing synthetic. We capture the data from the growers that demonstrate their change in practice, which means they compare their reduction of synthetic with Pivot Bio to a baseline year where they did not have Pivot Bio. We collect that data and we pull it together for the downstream companies, along with tracking the grain that is produced from Pivot Bio into their supply chain. And we give them an outcomes report for the growers that they have invested in. That outcomes report includes not only greenhouse gas emissions reduction, but also improvements in things like water preservation. A pound of synthetic nitrogen requires 3.4 gallons of water to produce that pound. So that's a savings. It also is one of those things where we can reduce the amount of nitrate leaching that's coming off the farm. If we're reducing the amount of synthetic, we are able to demonstrate for downstream companies not only greenhouse gas, but also these two co-benefits around water.
It obviously all growers know this is the direction they're going. This sounds to me like it's like the easy button for growers. It helps them get through this whole path.
We really see our role as being the intermediary and making things easy for not only the grower, but for the downstream company. We're able to connect the growers that are leveraging Pivot Bio products, using a better form of nitrogen, avoiding those losses of greenhouse gas and water, nitrate leaching, and really helping the downstream companies make that connection, provide that data to them so they can claim those benefits in their Scope 3 emissions.
Was this underway this past year, and so how did it work?
Yes, we've been underway for 2 years. The first year was a pilot program, and we were shocked that several hundred thousand acres were documented inside of the Innovator program. We're going through a process now of validating that data. For 2023, our program ramped up to over 1 million acres. But we also had, as a part of that 1 million acres, we had over 100,000 acres that were tied to a downstream program, or in other words, an insetting program with a partner downstream. Just to give you some examples of the types of companies, we had two different grain companies involved. We had consumer packaged goods companies and also downstream type companies that deal with those CPGs. So we had an array. We had four different programs, six different companies that were partnering with us to really capture the benefits from our growers. And then we are in the process of summarizing that data, and we will eventually bring revenue from those downstream companies back to our growers in this program.
We're really on the front side of this whole revolution. What do you see, crystal ball me, what do you see as we move forward?
I see the entire program for us in our sustainability work with the Innovator program really being geared towards, geared towards insetting and or biofuels work as we move forward. 45Z tax credit could also bring a similar opportunity, and we'll have to adapt bringing a carbon impact score as part of the effort with the data that we have from our growers, but we have a pathway to do that. But we think it's all about going downstream. It's all about the supply chain for corn, wheat, grain sorghum, or whatever grain our growers are talking about. We think we can deliver value in any of those supply chains, but our direction is moving 100% towards insetting and really focusing there.